The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Good afternoon. I am William Farrow, partner of the law firm Farrow, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar, and the host of your show, Because Justice Matters, where you can hear us every Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock right here on LI News Radio. Once again, our firm is Farrow, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar. We're right here down the block from the airport at 825 Veterans Highway in Hopog. You could reach us 631-581-9494. Once again, our phone number is 631-581-9494. Our website, check us out on the web, www.trialattorneys.com, where you can learn about the areas of law that we practice, the cases that we've handled, verdicts, learn a little bit more about our partners, about our staff, about the work that we do here in the community, the philanthropic work that our firm is so proud of. And every week we're talking about the law and we're talking about personal injury, really. That's really what our focus is. And it's about automobile accidents and slip and fall and construction accidents. And sometimes we talk about medical malpractice. And, you know, if you've been a victim of any type of negligence, you should give us a call at that number, 631-581-9494. You'll get a free consultation. You can sit down with myself. You can sit down with my partner, Ken Mangano, or anyone else in our staff, and we'll review your case and your medical records. And you know, we pride ourselves on the fact that we've been in business for 25 years. We pride ourselves on the fact that our clients are almost 100% satisfied. And that's a tough, tough thing to say because, you know, inevitably people sometimes aren't satisfied. But the reason I think our clients are so satisfied is because they know our firm goes above and beyond, and we do everything we can to give them that day in court, to get them that fair and just compensation. And we go that extra mile, and we treat our clients the same way we would treat our family if they were our clients. And so I'll start the show today by just reading to you a few testimonials that we received, and they're on our website. And, you know, it's what makes us tick. It's what makes us go to work every day and work even harder. So and these are folks from Long Island, and this is Dawn T. You guys are the best. You always took the time to explain to me exactly what was going on with my case. I would definitely use you again. I would recommend you to anyone needing an attorney. Trisha said, I'm very happy with the service I received from FKMS. Everyone there is fantastic. I never felt like just another client at FKMS. I was treated like a friend. Everything that the firm was about this firm was professional. I was extremely satisfied with the outcome of my case. I can't thank you enough. And that's from Mindy. Pedro said, this is the best firm I have ever called. The firm would call me instead of me constantly calling them like other firms I've dealt with in the past. That is true customer service. And folks, that's what we love. And that's what, you know, it's what we love to hear when people go ahead on our Yelp page and they review us, or they send us in just these thank you notes, which is incredible. And you know, oftentimes we also, you know, receive accolades from our colleagues. And that also is really, really special. And I'll share just something we got from one of our colleagues. And it reads, in a case that involved Labor Law 240, which is a construction accident, Farrow, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar took an early summary judgment motion on liability and a seven-figure verdict in the conservative Suffolk County. They fended off motion after motion, appeal and appeal, and it ultimately resolved another case for our firm with huge numbers that started off as a no pay. And what a no pay means is the insurance company is basically flipping you the bird and they're saying, hey, we're not paying you. We don't think your case has a value. And so, you know, those type of testimonials, those type of accolades that we receive from our colleagues and from our clients is a great testament to the work that we do. And it, you know, it's a really a great source of pride. So again, today I'm here with my partner, Ken Mangano. He runs up heads our personal injury trial department. He's got a team of attorneys and paralegals that do nothing more than litigate cases. Every day they're in court, they're in depositions, they're in the appellate division, we're fending off motions, and you know, we've started to do a lot of our own appeals, Ken, and you know, for a while we used appellate counsel, and our attorneys became so adept at handling that stuff that we do it in-house. And this week we received some great news on a case that was really important to us. Maybe you could share that.
Yeah, there was. We do a lot of premises cases and a lot of slip and fall accidents in apartment buildings on premises. This particular case involved a lady who was seriously injured when she slipped and fell in an interior staircase in her apartment building. And there was a real issue concerning whether or not, in this particular instance, her daughter, who had testified at a deposition, may have somehow testified in support of her particular case. The defendants took the position, the defendants' insurance company's lawyers, by the way, took the position that she made the whole thing up, that, you know, the mother had testified she slipped and fell due to debris in the stairs, and the daughter's testimony essentially was there to essentially support it, and they took that up on appeal and said, look, you know, the daughter's making up what they call a feigned issue in that particular case. We handled the appeal. They made a motion for summary judgment. That was denied. The trial court did not agree with them. They took it up on appeal. We just got the decision today. I argued the particular appeal 2 weeks ago. The brief was done in-house by Rebecca Fortney, who works for us. She's an associate, a senior associate with the firm. She did all of the briefing and all of the research work. And I'm happy to say that it was a wonderful result. They affirmed the denial of the summary judgment motion, and we were successful on appeal.
And so now we prepped that case for trial, right?
That case is on trial calendar in Supreme New York. This woman has a significant injury to her ankle. She had two surgeries. She was a working woman. She was earning a very nice income. She can no longer work. And just to give you an idea, Bill, I don't know if you remember, the offer on the case was in the low six figures. And, of course, now, having gone through all of this, we value the case well beyond that.
That's great. So the other thing people always ask is, they call and they say, listen, I know you're right here in Hopog, and I know you have an office in the city, but, you know, I have a cousin, he had an accident, and it's up north. Mm-hmm. I try to tell people all the time, and we talk about it here on the radio, you know, there's no place that we're afraid to go.
Yeah, I like to travel. So for me, you know, I like to be in different courthouses. I'm traveling, I don't know, maybe 25 years during this, 30 years. I go to courthouses up in Orange County, New York, all the way out to Riverhead. If there's anything that makes me somewhat excited is to get into a venue, let's say, like, for instance, we'll take a county like Westchester, where traditionally plaintiff's attorneys stay out of Westchester. They don't want to be in Westchester. We had a motor vehicle accident there that had to go to trial. Lady had some significant injuries to both of her forearms, significant permanent scarring. She was a young woman. She was injured badly. The defendants conceded liability right before we started the trial, so we were trying damages. And when I got into the part and spoke to the trial judge before we began, he said, look, you know, Mr. Mangano, I understand your client's injured, but in this particular county, Westchester County, they don't give out real big awards. So I suggest, Mr. Mangano, that you accept something in the low six figures. My response to him was pretty clear. I said, you know, Judge, with all due respect, if I can't do better than that here, I'm going to stop doing what I'm doing. So we ended up trying the case. We ended up doing very, very well. We ended up with a verdict in Westchester County that was fairly close to seven figures by the time we were finished.
And so that's, you know, that's what we talk about. We, you know, I always say that we'll go wherever the cases are.
That's true.
You know, the cases, if we believe in a case, we'll go anywhere, and we'll travel anywhere, and we'll do anything. And you know, without telling folks where you live, Ken, you know, you try, you know, a half a dozen cases a year out here in Riverhead, in the Riverhead courthouse, and you commute 3 hours each way to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that, you know, one of the reasons why we do what we do is because we love what we do. Always loved being a trial lawyer. Loved working, obviously, with William and having that opportunity. But more importantly, you go where the work takes you. So if you folks are thinking, you know, the Ferro Cuban Mangano Sklar firm is only situated in Hopog, I spend 70% of my time, maybe 80% of my time, in the New York counties. We go up north to Westchester. We have a case pending in Orange County right now. It's on for trial in mid-May. We don't have a lot of cases up there, but we're up there. And certainly if the case warrants it, we'll go further north if we have to.
And, you know, again, you know, our clients, we have a great client base. We've been doing this for 25 years. So our clients are our greatest source of referral. Mm-hmm. You know, when a client is happy and their brother or cousin or friend is in Albany and they have a bad accident, they're going to give us a call. And you know, we're going to assess the case. And if we think it's a case that we can handle, then we're willing to make the trip. If it's not, you know, if people come in and they think that they have a case and we think maybe the case isn't exactly what they thought, we'll explain it to them, but we'll sit down and we'll go over it. So the second half of the show, Ken, I'd like to talk about, you know, more specific things that we do here that set us apart, things that we do in court and out of court to prep a case and verdicts that we've gotten. And, you know, if the folks have any questions, they should call anytime they want, 631-581-9494. Once again, that's 631-581-9494. Our firm is Ferro Cuba Mangano Sklar. We are a litigation firm, as you are well aware. We're in the courts every day. If you have a case and you need to go to court, you need representation, I'm telling you, it's going to be the right phone call. Give us a call anytime. We'll be right back.